Morning.
Good morning.
Thank you to our musicians this morning and for both Thomas and Adam being here on this beautiful, sunny Easter morning. And there's some words that it says I'm supposed to say here, but I can't say them yet. Here's the problem. At the beginning of Lent, we hid something, and I'm wondering if any of my children that are here can remember what we hid and where we hid it. Because if you didn't, we're not going to be able to say it. We're not going to be able to sing any of the songs. It's going to be real bad. So, can you go find it? All right. While they do that, I do want to do a call to worship. That is Psalm 118. So, Kathy, if you could please lead us this morning in our call to worship, and please stand as you are able to do so.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever.
Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever.
The Lord is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation.
There are glad songs of victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
I shall not die, but I shall live and recount all deeds of the Lord.
The Lord has punished me severely, but he did not give me over to death.
Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
You may be seated. So did you all find it?
Yeah.
All right. I want all the kids to go out front in front of the cross. I want you to show me what you found.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah! Christ is risen!
Christ is risen indeed! Hallelujah!
Okay. We had that thing hidden for like 6 weeks. And you guys had to run and go find it. Was their response like anywhere close to right, or should they be louder?
Louder.
Louder. Hallelujah!
Christ is risen!
Christ is risen!
Hallelujah!
All right, now, I need some more help from y'all and any other kids that want to have some fun this morning. Helping some people here remember their baptisms. Come back this way. That's right. So here's what we're going to do. Each one of you gets a bowl. Each one of you gets a bowl. Bowl, bowl. Don't worry, we're going to put water in the bowl. If you drop the bowl and break it, somebody will have to clean it up. It's just water. The water will be fine. Who still needs a bowl? All right. Right here. Okay. So, I'm going to read a thanksgiving for baptism. And while I read it, Kevin, this is Kevin. Say hi, Kevin.
Hi.
Kevin is going to pour some water in your bowl. Okay? And then hold on to it. Don't spill it. You're going to need that water. Here, I'll take the hallelujah. You're going to need both hands. We're going to find out what we do with this water. It's going to be awesome. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God whose hand we are given, by whose hand we are given new birth, by whose speaking we are given new life. Amen. Joined by Christ in the waters of baptism, we are welcomed, restored, and supported as citizens of the new creation. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. Holy God, holy and merciful, holy and mighty, you are the river of life. You are the everlasting wellspring. In mercy, you might have freed us from death and raised us with Jesus Christ, the firstborn of the dead. In baptismal waters, our old life is washed away, and in them we are born anew. Glory to you for oceans and lakes, for streams and rivers. Honor to you for waters that wash us clean, quench our thirst, and nurture both crops and creatures. Praise to you for the life-giving water, the outpouring of the Spirit of the new creation. I invite you to look at the screen and read with me. Wash away our sin and all that separates us from you. Empower our witness that your strengthen our resolve in seeking justice for all. Satisfy the world's need through the living water. Where drought dries the earth, bring refreshment. Where despair prevails, grant hope. Where chaos reigns, bring peace. We ask this through Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit reigns forever. Amen. Now, here's the fun part. Look at all those dry people out there that need reminded of their baptisms on this holiest of days. So how does this work? How does this work? The best part is it getting on your glasses, Kevin. So, Kevin, turnabout certainly is fair play. Remind me of my baptism. Oh, jeez. All right. Now, as we sing our opening hymn, please stand as you're able, and you all grab something, walk around, and get them wet. Remind them of their baptisms.
let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the community of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. You gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption. And by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first reading this morning is from Acts, the 10th chapter. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. The message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord. The second reading this morning is from Colossians, the third chapter. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of Saint the Holy Gospel according to Saint Matthew, the 28th chapter.
Glory to you, O Christ.
After the Sabbath, at the first day of the week, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy. And ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings!" And they came to him and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. And at this time, I would like to invite all of the children to come up today. So if you were splashing water on people, this sermon is for you. So come on up. You can sit down. I'm going to sit down, but not in a chair or not on the ground because I won't be able to get back up. Have a chair here. Y'all can like come gather over here. You're like all the way over there. Oh, you spilled the flour. You ruined Easter. Oops. That was planned. All right. It's perfect where you are. See, and this kind of proves my point. I have a bone to pick with all these people out there. See, they think Easter is flowers and hallelujahs and all of that. But here's the problem. I have my sermon right here and they set a flower right on top of it because, you know, it's Easter. We got to put flowers everywhere. So let's get this flower out of the way. You can sit down, Abby, if you would like. Thank you. Since it's just you and I up here, I'm going to be honest with you. Those people out there in the pews, they kind of annoy me on Easter. They want these flowers. They want us to scream and shout and yell, "Alleluia." And I played into it. I had you go get the Alleluia, didn't I? But did you guys listen to that reading that I just read? How did the first day of that week start? Bad. Why? Jesus died, and where were Mary and the other Mary heading? To the tomb. What time of day was it?
Easter.
It was Easter. Yes. What time of day? It said dawn. Has anyone ever been out at dawn? It's morning. Is dawn light out? Really bright? No. It's a little dark. So is it too bright in here? Yeah, it's definitely too bright in here. Wrong answer. Hey, Randy, could you make it a little less bright for us? Can you turn all those lights off for us? We're going to celebrate the first Easter, not this fake Easter here. So Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb where Jesus was laying. So question, I know that we sometimes bring flowers to grave sites and to tombs, but when you heard me read today, did you hear anything about flowers? No. Well, that's the first thing we're going to do here. We're going to get rid of all these flowers. You guys want to help me? Grab a flower. You can't do any worse than I did. I spilled them.
Yeah, you did.
I got a wagon. It's fine. Hold on. Bring them out front here for me.
Or maybe we can. Or maybe we can.
You spilled it again? Oh my gosh. You guys are going to make Tracy so mad. What are you guys doing to Tracy here? Tracy, you came in here yesterday and set all these flowers up.
See dirt.
Now, would you have done that if you known that I was just going to have them move them? No. But then it wouldn't have really worked for my sermon. Is that why I did it? I do all kinds of weird things. All right. Oh my gosh, somebody broke that one. Yeah, that was me. All right. Get rid of the flowers. Take them away. Take them to the sacristy. I don't want to see them. How am I doing so far, Kevin? That's far enough. Just leave them over there. That's good. Come on back. All right. Now with all of that stuff out of the way, you can sit down. Just not on the dirt and get your nice Easter dress dirty. Why were they visiting the tomb? Anoint who? Jesus. They were going to anoint Jesus. Why was Jesus in a tomb? Because he got crucified. He was dead. He was in a tomb, and that's where they had buried him. Why was Jesus crucified? He was making miracles. People didn't like him. Any other reasons? People didn't think anybody could do that. Witchcraft. So I would say all of that, and Jesus died for the sins of the world. When do we crucify Jesus? When was Jesus crucified? Nope. Friday. What day is it called? Good Friday. That is the day that Jesus was crucified. Now, how many of you here were at the Good Friday service? Lydia was, Ben was,
Sophia.
You were. What did we do on that Good Friday service? What did you walk up front and do, Sophia? You walked up front with something. What was it? Okay, and what did you do with it? What did you do with the rock? Did you take it back with you? What? You put it in a bucket. And then what did I do with the bucket? I put the bucket on the cross. What did the bucket say on it? Sin. All right. I have some buckets. Kevin, I need your help. Hold these buckets for me, Kevin. Just hold them up. Just hold them up, kind of like this. Like Jesus would have. No. Hold them up. Why not? All right. Y'all, show you how it's done? Not getting it up there. All right. Let's see. You all try. See how heavy these buckets of sin are. She's getting it higher than most. Hey! Now, how long do you want to carry that around?
An hour.
All right. You want to hold the sin? The bucket of sin? All right. So what we did, we crucified the sin. Hey, break. You're really strong. Give me that. So this is what it looked like. This is what it looked like when we, at the end of Good Friday, that's what it looked like. We had, well, not exactly, because you know, we celebrate. That wasn't right. That was black. So, why would Mary and Mary come to the tomb and expect things to look any different than this? Would they have any reason to think that it would look different than this? No. So why do we decorate our sanctuary with flowers and put white everywhere and yell hallelujah? Because it's pretty? How do you think Mary and Mary felt when they got to the tomb? They were what? Shocked. Surprised. Well, what we heard today, when they got to the tomb kind of still looked like this. So, Jesus was their friend. Jesus was their teacher. And he had just died. So they were probably sad. So they were sad and they were scared. Because someone, they had just killed Jesus. So they were sad and they were scared. They weren't celebrating. And do you know what happened next? What happened next after they arrived at the tomb? Can anyone remind me what happened from our reading this morning? What? Before the angel. Before the angel. I'll even though I'm not talking to you all, I'll take earthquake. There was a great, careful, don't fall on the rocks. There was a great earthquake. Thanks, Kevin. There was a great earthquake this morning. There was a great earthquake. Now, have any of you, yes, there was. This morning, have any of you ever been involved in an earthquake?
No.
If everything in the room started shaking, would you be afraid?
Yeah.
So they showed up and they were sad and they were afraid, and then there was a really loud earthquake. So they were probably what?
Scared.
They were scared. They were terrified. Right? And then what happened? The angel came and started talking to them. Okay, let's start from the beginning here. Your friend Jesus, your teacher, has just been killed. You show up. expecting to find him in the tomb. And what happens instead? There's an earthquake. And then all of a sudden an angel shows up, rolls away the stone. He's glowing bright white. So if an angel's glowing bright white, do you think it's like really light out? Just say yes, it's really light. All right, Randy, we need our lights back. Yay! So now it's starting to look a little more like Easter. So the angel's there, and what does the angel say? What's the first thing the angel says? Do not be afraid. And why did he say that? Because he knew they were afraid, because of course they were. There was an earthquake. Jesus was dead. And now he's saying, oh, don't worry, he's not really dead. That's crazy, right? That is crazy. And what else does he say after that? Anybody? Go tell the disciples and go to Galilee. Tell the disciples I will meet them in Galilee. But there's a problem. They showed up to the tomb. It was like they left it, sort of. And Jesus wasn't there, but he left his buckets of sin. He left his buckets of sin. So how are you guys supposed to run out and tell everyone the good news about Jesus if you have to carry around the sin buckets? Is it easy? No. We want to be free to tell everyone about Jesus, don't we? So we need to get rid of the sin buckets. All right. Thought. Hold on. Hold on. No, you don't. What if we wipe off the sin? Here, wipe off the sin. Leave this one alone. Is it wiping off?
No.
Why? It's harder. Somebody else try. He's not going hard enough. Somebody else do it. Oh, maybe. Okay, fine. Peel the plastic away. Peel the plastic away. Oh, it's dry. Oh, rip it. Oh, yeah, you guys got it. Look, they figured it out. The sin's gone, isn't it?
No.
But here, there's something else. There's something else. Ah. Stop it. There are a few tricks up my sleeve and don't ruin them. Leave the buckets there. Here's the thing. What happens when Jesus is crucified? What happens? Just don't tell me. What happens when Jesus? So hold on. We got this white rag. And when Jesus is crucified, there's a crown of thorns on his head. There's a crown of thorns on his head. You guys see this crown of thorns?
Yeah.
If I jammed this on your head, would it make you bleed?
Yeah.
Okay. He was nailed. He was nailed to a cross. So you see these nails? If one of these went through you, would it make you bleed? So, here's the trick. It is Jesus' blood. It is Jesus' blood that washes away our sin. Jesus' blood that washes away our sin. Don't tell him the tricks. Jesus' blood that washes away our sin. It is Jesus' blood, out here so they can all see it. Jesus' blood that washes away our sin. What's it say?
Freed from.
Freed from what?
Sin.
Now, Kevin's over there. He's like, I can't lift these buckets. Hey. Hold this bucket for me. Hold this bucket for me. Lift it as high as you can. Hold it this way. Hold it this way. Turn this way. Right like that. Take this one. Hold it this way. Hold it. Grab the other one. Well, I'm a bad direction giver. So hold both of them. Hold both of them. All the way up. Everybody back up. Kevin, what are you doing? He's freed from sin. Freed from sin. Because we are washed by Jesus' blood. So, freed from sin. We are freed from sin. No risk of the cross falling over. We can once again adorn our cross, maybe. Well, that didn't work out. Oh, hey! We are freed from sin. Now, what do you do when you're freed from sin? Anybody? Run and do what? What did Jesus tell? So the angel said it, and they started running, and they were going to tell the disciples, and then what happened? Who did they meet?
Jesus.
They met Jesus, and they fell at Jesus' feet and worshiped him. And Jesus said, go, tell them to go to Galilee. So I want you all to do this today. You see all these people who were probably sleeping when I turned the lights off? I want you, while I pick up here so I don't get fired, I want you to run out here and tell them the good news. Hold on, just wait. I know you're excited. Here's what we're going to tell him. Say, you are freed from sin, and they're going to say, okay, so let's practice this one. Let's practice this one. Turn around. Look at them. Say it.
You are free from sin. Hallelujah.
And if they don't give you a loud enough hallelujah when you say it to them, you tell them to say it again. Now, one, two, three, four. You four, go to this side. And I want you to hold on. And I want you to tell them, you are freed from sin. Hallelujah. Right? That's their response. Wait. And this side, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
And you respond back to them, hallelujah. And if you don't like how they've done it, make them do it again. All right? Ready? Break. Go. It better get loud in here. encourage you to turn to page 227 in your hymnal. In baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father frees us from sin and death by joining us to death and resurrection of our Lord, Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are reborn children of God and made members of the church, the body of Christ. Living with Christ in the communion of saints, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God. Who presents Aaliyah for baptism? Aaliyah, called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to be baptized into Christ? If so, please respond, and it can be a whisper, I do. She said, I do. Called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to have Aaliyah baptized? If so, please respond, I do. As you bring Aaliyah to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities. To live with Aaliyah among God's faithful people, to bring her to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, to teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments. Place in her hand the Holy Scriptures, to nurture her in faith and prayer so that she may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others in the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help Aaliyah grow in the Christian faith and life? If so, please respond, I do. Aaliyah, do you promise to respond in faith and grow in the Christian life? If so, please respond or whisper, I do. She said, I do. People of God, I expect you to more than whisper. People of God, do you support Aaliyah and pray for her in her new life in Christ? If so, please respond. Please shout, I do.
I do.
Great job. And now together we will profess, and where it says, I renounce them, I encourage you all to please do the same. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? If so, please respond, I renounce them.
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? If so, please respond, I renounce them.
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? If so, please respond, I renounce them.
I renounce them.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty?
We believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give thanks to the Lord. We give thanks to. Don't start over.
We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people, Israel, from slavery into freedom. At the river, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death and raise us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. All right. Are you ready? Come over here. Aaliyah, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You belong to Christ, in whom you have been baptized. Let all of us say, Alleluia! Let us pray. We give thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give your daughters and sons new birth, cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Aaliyah with the gift of the Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence both now and forever.
Amen.
Got oil here somewhere. Found it. Aaliyah, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen.
Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Let us welcome the newly baptized. We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming word for all the world. And now, let us truly welcome our new sister in Christ, Aaliyah, the newly baptized. And we encourage you each day, each year, on April 9th, to take this candle out and light it in remembrance of your baptism, like I'm sure all of you do. And now, may the peace of Christ, which surpasses all understanding, especially on this Easter Sunday, be with you all.
And also with you.
Please share a sign of God's peace with one another. Please stand as you're able to do so. Sorry, it's up and down all day.
united in the hope and joy of this resurrection. Let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need.
You call your church to witness to your salvation. We give thanks for all theologians, preachers, and teachers who proclaim your gospel. Equip all the baptized to share the joy of the resurrection in all we say and all we do. Risen Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. You bring abundant life throughout creation. The green blade rises and all creation greets the resurrection dawn. Preserve vineyards and orchards and those who tend them. Subdue and sustain your creation, God, that it may nurture your people. Those who have been affected by natural disasters, please sustain them in this time of trouble. Feed us with the fruits of your creation. Risen Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
You show your steadfast love without regard to borders, barriers, or human-made divisions. Infuse your justice in every nation of the world, Ukraine, Afghanistan, Ethiopia, Syria, Yemen, Myanmar, among others that all experience the peace that only you can give. Risen Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. You anoint your Son with the Holy Spirit and with power. Encourage us by this example in our ministries of healing, care, and outreach. We pray for all who are sick or hospitalized, especially Karen, Janet, Joy, Stephanie, Jean, Jamie, Deb, Frida, Heidi, Kate, Bill, Kim, Katie, Deanne, Linda, Patty, Tim, Ed, Wilma, those that are touched by and those that support First Lutheran's outreach ministries, and those that we name either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. We pray this day for all healthcare workers who care for them. Risen Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. You have put gladness in our hearts. Inspire musicians to rejoice with songs of victory. Bless the music ministries of this congregation and all who foster our assembly's song. Risen Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. On this Easter day, Lord, we thank you for the gift of baptism. Please call all of the unbaptized to come to your waters, the waters in which we die to our old selves and rise in a new resurrection with your Son, Jesus Christ. Sustain Aaliyah in her baptism as she has joined your body of Christ. And sustain all of the newly baptized from this weekend. Rejoicing in the victory of Christ's resurrection, we lift our prayers and praise to you, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Let all God's people say,
Amen. Amen.
We're supposed to do like the, you know, passing the peace, but we already did this, so I almost made a mistake. Can we please now continue with our gifts and our offerings, and you all may be seated.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Generous God, in this meal you offer your very self. We give thanks for these gifts of the earth and the breaking of this bread. Reveal to us the risen one. In the pouring of this wine, pour us out in service to the world. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and at all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God. For the glorious resurrection of your Savior, Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and the other Mary and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Come, grace our table with your presence.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Reveal yourself in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth burning with justice, peace, and love.
Come, Holy Spirit.
With all your holy ones of all times and in all places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars and all of your creation, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for teaching us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. We celebrate a communion that is meant to free us from sin. Our communion is open to all. So if you desire to commune today, please come forward, take a cup, and that cup will be filled as we gather around the altar. If you did not desire wine, don't come forward with a cup, and we will give you grape juice. Come to the table, all. are welcome.
Thank you.
And now please stand as you're able to do so. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Gracious God, in you we live and move and have our being. With your word and this meal of grace, you have nourished our life together. Strengthen us to show your love and serve the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
And now, receive this Easter blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you now and forever. Amen.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
We need to do that again.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
You are freed from sin. Go in peace. Share the good news and serve the risen one.
Thanks be to God.